The White House Report.
The fight is on, but there are people still trying to remember the legacy and life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The fight, President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushing to put a nominee on the floor for an up or down vote in the Senate just days before the November 3rd election. But if you remember, during the Obama years, just 11 months before the battle at the polls between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Mitch McConnell said he could not do that. Put Merrick Garland, President Obama's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, up for an up or down vote in the Senate. But in the midst of all of this fighting, there's a life that's being remembered. Valerie Jarrett, New York Times bestselling author of Finding My Voice, remembers the legacy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Just as Ruth Bader Ginsburg was an indefatigable champion for equality and justice, I remember April early in my career when I was a young lawyer following her litigation when she worked for the ACLU on behalf of women who were being discriminated against. Groundbreaking trailblazer at a time when women were not practicing law, let alone appearing before the Supreme Court in any great numbers. And certainly her time on the bench was remarkable in that rather than simply interpret the law from an ivory tower, I think one of her strengths was focusing on the humanity, the reasons why the laws affect the lives of everyday people, what that impact would be. And so whether it was gender equity or voting rights or upholding the Affordable Care Act or same-sex marriage rights, she was always looking to level the playing field and treat people with decency and respect. And even in her dissents, she had a powerful voice.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.